And the Oscar goes to none of these films because they were snubbed. As the month of love, February, comes to an end and the seasonal depression continues, we can't help but rewatch our favorite romantic films. Many of them are considered some of the all-time best romantic films of all time, and others are just cheesy comfort films. Before Sunrise, Trilogy, 1995. If you haven't seen the Before Sunrise trilogy, lucky you. I'm joking, all opinions aside, this is a film trilogy that is notable as one of the greatest stories ever told. And maybe it's because each film was filmed like the settings themselves, about 10 years apart. But for Julie Depley and Ethan Hawke, it is a story about lost love. A love you hold on to for years and years and wonder what could have been. Not only is this about the development of their relationships and how after years apart they can come together and still feel and act the same, but it's also about the development of how each character changed themselves for the other. The benefit of not staying with this person was to trigger the good in yourself and to show that you can do better for them, even if it means only seeing them once a decade. 10 Things I Hate About You, 1999. This classic coming-of-age film has had people wishing everyone could be as romantic as Heath Ledger's character Patrick. Even though we are introduced to Patrick as the narc-looking, troublemaking rock star, his character development between him and co-star Julia Stiles' character Kat is very charming. From his performance of the song Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, all the way through the montage of their newfound relationship, to even Stiles' performance monologue of her poetry piece, we can't help but feel that this is one of the most romantic films of all time. Sure, it's about teenagers who don't even know what love is, but it's also about two teenagers who are so against the idea of love that they make everyone watching it want to fall in love the same way they did. The Perks of Being a Wallflower, 2012. This is truly a film that has defined a generation. Three friends, Charlie, Sam, and Patrick, are navigating their way through high school. Charlie starting high school and Sam and Patrick on the verge of graduating. They find each other and instantly become friends. As they may seem like the outcasts, they're fairly popular, terrible rumors aside. The dance between platonic and romantic relationships in this film shows the importance of finding who your friends really are, who is there to stick up for you. Who is there to get you off that ledge, and who is there to kiss you when you need it the most?